KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly sunny today. A high of 59, a frost advisory remains in effect until 9 a.m. In the news, a Council Bluffs man wanted for multiple crimes, including attempting to run over a police officer, was arrested late Friday evening in Omaha. Council Bluffs police say officers with the Omaha Police Department, acting on a tip, found 27-year-old Adam Thomas at a residence in the 2400 block of South 47th Street in Omaha at around 5:30 p.m. Thomas was taken into custody without incident as he was leaving the home. Authorities say Thomas was with another man at the time. Both men were brought in for questioning. A stolen Nissan Murano belonging to Thomas's sister was recovered at the residence. And inside the SUV, authorities found two 9mm handguns, a mini 14 223 caliber semi-automatic rifle, and a large amount of ammunition. The weapons were determined to have been stolen out of Omaha. Thomas was found to be in possession of methamphetamine. He was booked into the Douglas County, Nebraska jail on felony charges that include possession of methamphetamine, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, burglary, and three counts of possession of stolen firearms. Thomas was being held for extradition to Iowa on a warrant for attempted murder, theft in the first degree, theft by deception, and escape from custody. His crime spree began on Wednesday, October 14th, when he was arrested for fraud, but later escaped from custody from inside a patrol car. The stolen pickup he was driving struck an officer as Thomas was fleeing the scene. The unidentified officer fired shots at the pickup during the incident. The pickup was recovered near Thomas's mother's residence in rural Underwood. Surveillance video showed Thomas taking his sister's SUV from the area shortly thereafter. The Council Bluffs Police Department is expected to hold a news conference Tuesday to release any additional information they might have in connection with the case. A multiple vehicle crash Friday afternoon on eastbound Interstate 80 near Minden in Pottawatomie County resulted in three people being transported to the hospital and traffic brought to a standstill for hours. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the accident happened around 3:30 p.m. as two vehicles were stopped in the right lane due to heavy traffic caused by road work at mile marker 31, where one lane was shut down for repairs. Two other vehicles were stopped in the left lane. A 2012 Mercedes GK3 driven by 44-year-old Bruce Eric Kinman of Des Moines was approaching at a high rate of speed. Kinman swerved to miss the vehicles in the right lane but hit a Chrysler 200, sending it into the median. The Mercedes then sideswiped a Hyundai SUV, causing it to lift off the ground and sideswipe a tractor trailer, before that vehicle slammed into a Honda minivan, which then rear-ended a pickup truck. Injured in the crash was 40-year-old Catherine H. Keelan and her passenger, 7-year-old Isabel Keelan, both from Clive, and 50-year-old Jane M. Girlmeadow of Ridgetown, Ontario, Canada. Catherine and Isabel Keelan were transported by Minden Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Girlmeadow was taken to the same hospital by Neola Rescue. Their injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. The Mercedes, Chrysler, Honda Odyssey minivan, and GMC Sierra pickup truck were totaled in the crash, while the SUV sustained moderate damage. The woman from Shenandoah was injured during a single-vehicle accident Friday evening. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says 20-year-old Tracy Lauren Jackson was traveling north on the 1550 block of North Avenue, or N Avenue, at around 5:50 p.m. when she lost control of the car she was driving. The Chevy Cobalt entered the east ditch and came to rest after striking a field drive. Jackson complained of neck and back pain afterward and was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue. The car was declared a total loss. Authorities say speed and defective tires likely contributed to the crash. The Iowa State Patrol says a teen from Ringgold County was injured during a two-vehicle collision north of Reading Friday afternoon. 16-year-old Bailey Love of Reading, who was wearing a seatbelt, was transported by Ringgold County ambulance to the hospital in Mount Air after the 1997 Pontiac he was driving was hit by a 2001 Mack truck. There was no report on Love's condition. The accident happened just before 4 p.m. when the driver of the truck, 46-year-old James Stonehocker of Afton, failed to yield half the roadway as he was traveling eastbound on 280th Street near the intersection with Ringgold County Road P27. After the truck hit the car, the truck stopped on the road while the car entered the north ditch and came to rest. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman from Kansas early this morning. 33-year-old Tiffany Deanna Wheat of Paola, Kansas, was arrested following a traffic stop at around 12:15 a.m. She was charged with OWI first offense and unlawful possession of a prescription medication. Wheat was cited for failure to carry a registration card, failure to obey a traffic control device, speeding, and open container. She was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. Authorities say a woman from Elliott was arrested Friday afternoon following a traffic stop. 20-year-old Sarah Beth Ewing was pulled over in the 3000 block of 110th Street at around 4:50 p.m. and charged with driving while suspended, with five withdrawals in effect. Ewing was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. The Atlantic Police Department Friday released additional details about an accident that took place Tuesday morning on the east side of town. Officials say a car driven by Robert Rasmussen of Cumberland and a tractor driven by Fred Kay of Atlantic, both traveling west on 7th Street or Highway 6 near the intersection with Highway 71, with the tractor in the north lane. When Rasmussen began to pass the tractor, his car hit the left rear wheel of the tractor, causing the car to flip onto its top. Rasmussen was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. He was cited for driving under suspension and failure to have SR-22 insurance. Fred Kay was not injured during the incident. Damage from the crash amounted to $2,000. And police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported following an accident Thursday evening at the intersection of Reed and 4th Streets. A van driven by 79-year-old Peggy Lou Van Buskirk of Red Oak was traveling westbound and approached the stop sign at the intersection, but then continued into the intersection where her vehicle made contact with a Chevy pickup driven by 68-year-old Bobby Joe Bruce of Red Oak. Van Buskirk was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Damage from the accident, which happened around 4:15 p.m. Thursday, amounted to $6,000. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Sharon Vanetta, age 49, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Sharon Vanetta will be today at 10:30 at the Church of God of Prophecy in Atlantic. Kelly Lane Fiscus, age 64, of Kirkman, died Thursday. Arrangements for Kelly Fiscus will be held Monday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Thomas Joseph Redfern, age 65, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Thomas Redfern will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. William Kennedy Sr., age 63, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. A gathering to celebrate the life of William Kennedy Sr. will be held October 22nd from 4 until 6 p.m. with a prayer service and military honors at 4:30. All of that at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And that is a check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.